Okay, this is another session between Bob and Ion, being recorded on January 6, 2016. Rights for Dobstown.com, and we're starting at 1:37 p.m. Hawaii time. Greetings, Ion.
Good afternoon.
Okay, Ina, I want to give you credit. My cold and snuffles cleared up just before the What Youth Show this afternoon. Did you do something to me? Are you there?
Yes.
Yeah. Did you, if you did something to me, I was wondering about the chemistry or the physics or the biology of it. Did you alter my etheric aura? Did you zap the lymph nodes? What caused my throat and nose to clear
up
noticeably?
Okay. All we did was balance your adrenals. Once your adrenals get into play, you can overcome the same thing that made you have the athletic nose, which means you was, your feet were smelling and your nose was running and all that mess.
Yeah.
You readjust the adrenals and they balance, and then the drainage stops. And once the drainage stops, then you have instant relief. The same way, like
right.
You have a rhinovirus that attacks it, your body isn't trying to kill the virus. It's trying to allow it to go through its process or function. So you to start it and stop it is the easiest thing in the world. But people outside Bob, come back to a place and say, oh, you can't just start and stop a cold when you want to. And we say, well, of course you can. You can go back to the place before you had the rhinovirus and not have a cold anymore. And then come back to it from there if you need to. But that's a whole other thing.
Okay. Metaphorically, does your hand come in and caress my adrenal gland? Like, what is the connection between non-physical and rubbing the physical gland, the gland? Is there something it's sort of done? Which wrench do you turn? You know what I mean?
The lipid system of the adrenals.
The lipids are what?
The lipid system of the adrenals.
Right. And, like, how do you caress it and affect it?
Contact energy.
All right. Is that part of electricity?
No, but it's how electricity can transfer sometimes.
You mean electricity do odd things, not go through the wires?
Well, same thing. See, but now we moved the topic to talking about electricity, and you don't even have a clue what electricity is, and yet you want a
right.
comparison to see how this affects something else that you don't know what is. I guess you're trying to make, oh, it's an edge or pound bias. That's what it is. We knew something.
Okay, but wait a minute. Okay, let's drop the I just said electricity to see where that led. So we go back, contact something. You said contact something. Is it seen in microscopes, electron microscopes?
It can.
They could follow.
A PET scan. Hey, here we go. You're going to like this one. Well, we may not. We're not sure. Well, maybe.
Yeah, that's a thought process I went through or you go through?
You go through. Now we're coming back. We're going to go this way. This thing that we're talking about now, you want proof. And this is why it gets a little iffy and rubbly and troubly and bumpy,
yeah.
Because it very easily slides into parlor tricks. But we will give you this one. This activation that we're talking about that's happening with you, and it's going to become more noticeable, so we might as well put it in your record so you have something to record that you knew before anybody else knew that it was. But in a
right.
PET, in a PET scan, these... we would say quarks that are popping through the bodies having the effects on things can be picked up on a PET scan.
So it's the quark level. That's what I was looking for, some kind of little man's physics. It's a quark level where this is happening.
Little man's, and it's not appropriate, and it's going to change, and it's not going to be that long, but that's what it amounts to.
Oh, you mean the quirk level of explaining this is not going to hold. Something else is going to be happening.
It'll wither, because when you get rid of time, quirks don't work anymore.
Ah, okay. And that's the basic problem.
See, without time, if you can move yourself outside of it, you don't need a quirk to do that. You just had to have a quirk to prove that there was no time.
Right. And that's an illusion to try to prove there's no time, as you were thinking there is time.
It's kind of like the allegory in a logarithm.
Allegory in an
a logarithm.
Right. Yeah, you actually, from the regular physics, you can't mix allegories and algorithm. But you're saying it can be done.
That you have to.
And that's where you get the non-time. So the all of the. I notice modern, most advanced physics, they'll talk about there's other dimensions and no time, but they still keep time in there. They can't let go of it. And that's what you're saying is going to have to happen to modern physics. You have to get
that's
rid
correct.
Of time completely, no
that's
matter
correct.
What. Like, so fatty
well, you have to. It doesn't work. It doesn't work.
Yeah. Yeah. And then Jack Sefardi brings in a little bit of time. So once you drop that, then aphorisms apply. The stuff that McLuhan talks about, the effects precede the causes, you know, and that would be the allegorical. The allegorical is the closest to describing non-physical and physical interaction, correct? Because it's
pretty
metaphorical.
Much.
Yeah, you're not making it concrete. Okay, well, that's pretty good. All right, so then the other thing happened yesterday. So you came in and participated for a minute. Is that to break the ice, so to speak, for you starting to participate again?
Well, we wouldn't say break the ice. We wouldn't say break the ice. We would not say break the ice. We would say allow you to start having the embracing. See, we don't require this. You do.
Right. Right. And you do. You mean by you, us, the Ionettes and humans, not Bob.
Right. Right.
Yeah. And we require this interaction with Ion. So one time a few weeks ago you were on the chat line. And Roxy later told me, she didn't know you were there, but she said, I definitely felt it was a different payday. Now, that's because you're there. So when you come in, you affect everybody's non-physical, you know,
yes.
On payday. Yeah.
The connection. It's the connection.
So what would be, is that on the quark level, the way you affected me? With my cold.
You can say that. Yes, say it that way.
Right.
Yes, that's fine. Say it that way. It doesn't hurt a thing.
Right, right.
I mean,
our quark.
You got to know. Yeah, well, of how you land it. Yeah.
Right. So when you do this, ever since you showed up on Cashflow, are you affecting the whole physics structure of the world? Like
yes.
A chaos butterfly? You're affecting everything.
Yes.
So... I now say on March 18, 2009, that is when the guff emptied, because you came forth and started talking that first day and creating. Can we
balance. It made a balance.
Right.
A balance.
And then it took a couple of years for you to explain concepts, which were all rearview mirror, and us catching up. We had to catch up with the concepts. It took us a few years to realize the guff emptied or started empty or dramatically started to empty on March 18, 2009. But we were working with concepts before, through 2010 on tailgating that was going, the emptying gap was going to happen. But it actually had happened because you started to create.
Yes, we had to.
You follow that? Yeah.
We had to.
So, and the I-cell is a subset of you affecting matter.
Well, it will be, not yet.
So it's included with you. Right now, it's included.
Well, no. See, you're going to get back. You're going to get back to a second. You're going to get back to what you used to talk about all the time, and we stopped talking about on purpose because it was getting too hot, or as you'd say, too much sugar for a dime,
yeah,
is the cloud. We are moving massive capacity into the cloud. Massive capacity into the cloud.
But that's not Bill Gates' cloud. That's our ION's cloud, right?
Actually, it's your cloud. It's actually your cloud, Bob, until they throw you out of it, too.
Okay, so I represent the Iondom cloud.
Yeah. Bob is going to be the anonymous. Bob represents the anonymous owners there. And it's Bob's cloud as long as he's anonymous. That's right. Good.
Okay.
Hand signals for the blind.
Good one. Now, take the movie The Matrix, Part 3, or maybe it was in Part 2, I can't remember. They brought in the architect.
Yes.
Is me representing the moving a view into the new, creating a new cloud, is that metaphorically, allegorically symbolized in The Matrix by the role of the architect?
Gosh. We would like to say yes.
Is there another character in the Matrix list?
Okay. You can do it, but you got to take the green coat guy, that's the Matrix of the architect, the green, the vest, and in the room with all the screens. It's not like that. See, it's not like that. We agree, okay? The whole movie is based on this thing, but it's the whole thing that the architect is trying to do is deliberately fuck up Neo.
Right. Yeah, it's the sixth time Neo's come through.
This is the above part, but see, if it was all that in a bag of chips, if it weren't too much sugar for a dime, he would have been the first time, and he'd got it right. So what kind of architect, you got to do it six times and still don't know how to do it? See?
Right.
There's your rub.
Okay.
So we like this. We like your. We like it, except for that part, because the way the architect explains it is good. But that's all that's good about it is the explanation, not the actual rendition of it.
Right. So when Robert Guffey, he wrote the articles that The Matrix is about me. So at the end of the third one, where Neo sees the big face. Just a minute. Neo sees the big face forming. Could that be symbolic of Ion showing up?
It was the Zion side.
Right, the whole
and
Zion.
And that goes all the way up, and it pulls all the way up into the face of Bo, you know, in the reload.
Yeah, right. Well, that's a nice connection. So that's where the Matrix was about me and Carolyn.
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
And see, that's what I'm saying. That part's right. It's just all those gobbly things that say, we've been trying to do this, and we mess it up, and we do this, and that. When it's like that, fuck that shit. That doesn't work. You see what I mean? That,
right.
That doesn't work. That's the errant parts that the little man can embrace it, of just to see how ridiculous God is that he fucks it up. Well, see, God don't fuck it up, Bob. That's the point.
Okay, so I had predicted that The Matrix 3 would be about certain things and have to indicate me or something, and I told that to Guffey, and it got published. So The Matrix 3 came out, and it begins in the New York subway. That's the opening scene. Neo's lying there unconscious in the subway. I said, well, there you go. That's Bob right there. I spent a lot of time in the New York subways in that period. So then this little Chinese girl or some little girl comes along, and I said, well, that's Carolyn. And I thought about, that's the D cell. And so she mutates, she's a factor at the end. When they go into Zion, there's the little girl there. That to me was symbolic of Carolyn. Is that appropriate? Can we say that's representing allegorically Carolyn and my interaction?
That's okay, but the D cell is ridiculous, Bob. Why are you using something? That's the same explanation that is wrong with the reload, with the architect saying we've tried this 17,488 times and it failed every single time, and now we're going to try one more time to see if we can fail one more time. When you include the D cell into the conversation, that's the one that didn't work, Bob.
Yeah, I know that. So, but back then I was thinking the D cell. That was the metaphor for me for something new that we were going to trigger.
It's great that you're bringing Carolyn to that side. That's appropriate in every way. But it wasn't that, because otherwise you've got Carolyn just sitting there looking down her nose at this thing saying, oh no, that's not appropriate. Oh no, that's not appropriate. Oh no, that's not appropriate. And that's not what Carolyn does at all. She doesn't do that at all. At all.
Right.
But the way you're laying this out in the Matrix Combine is that that was the little girl that was saying, oh, this is okay, and this is not, this is good, this is not, this is it, this isn't. No, and that's not, so, that doesn't work. But now if you're going to take Carolyn in that part and put her in the inside of Neo, of trying to lay out the space so that she can connect the dots, now you got Carolyn. And if you got that little Chinese girl that's laying it out so Neo can find his way, helping, assisting, embracing, encouraging, saving, if that's what you call it, now there's little Carolyn. And that's Portal and Portal 2, both of those.
Right.
If you do it that way, you win every time, every single time, without fail or exception.
All right. Now, the Black Oracle, the black woman who's the Oracle, is that JW or is it Ion? Well, Ion's the
thing. That'd probably be us.
Right, the Oracle. And then you become the face in the third movie, the formation
of
the face.
That would be
you merging with the chip body. Yeah, the Oracle.
That's right. In the worlds that connects the Zion with all the worlds.
Connects
all the world. And that's why, and that's what we're, that's actually what we are trying to do too, but don't tell anybody, Bob, whatever you do, because once you connect them, because then, you know, Walter had this trouble when he was trying to connect the worlds and it really got fucked up when Peter was trying
to
be the machine, to hook up the machine, to hook up, to hook up. Let's don't go down that rabbit hole. The glib cliched archetype just won't hold, Bob, the glue. There's not enough duct tape to make it stick.
Right.
So let's forget all that and just make little rat holes. Nobody notices a little rat hole where the rat runs in and out, in and out, in and out. That's what we want, is we want little keyholes so you can slip in and slip out like you want to, as you want to. Then you don't have to worry about all that explaining and tubes running up the nose, you know.
Okay, that's good. And then once March 18, 2009 happened, then Hollywood started to loosen up with its themes, and beginning with The Fringe, the latter part of...
It had to. And your little buddy has done wonders. Mr. Abrams has really been, what you say, categorically blessed. And we're hoping to bless you one day like that, but we're not sure you can handle it. We'll just have to wait and see till you can.
You mean in terms of making movies, making media?
That would be making memes.
Making memes, right. So you're happy. So the people know that Abrams did a good job because it became a blockbuster immediately, or a huge seller.
No, that's just all wrong. That's like Pluto. You have Pluto, and then you don't have Pluto. It's a planet, then it's a moon, then it's a satellite, then it's a nothing, and then it's gone. It's never there anymore. And then sometimes you might bump into this, or we don't want to say it wrongly or incorrectly. We do it.
You make the huge profits are materialist register of your effect.
Huge profits than most of the apostles, Bob.
Okay. All right. Okay, so let's move on.
We're going to 2 Samuel? Yay, that's good.
No, not yet. I'm just going down our questions here.
Okay, please proceed.
2 Samuel. We'll
4:9. 4:9. You don't have to go there. 4:9, we went there. See how fun it is? Now you're going to do another living thing. Now, all ages, they'll ran back and through when they had their digitized, press-to-digitation recorders running around trying to make the little hologram of Bob Buckass dancing to Man, I Feel Like a Woman with Shania Twain. Only we want to see some full frontal nudity, Bob. We don't want all this closed up stuff. Got your little GQ panties on and your little shirt, little shadow plaid shirt on. Get rid of them damn clothes and go step buck naked. But don't put your crimson nannies on the internet, but do what you have to do. But we're talking naked, and then it'll be much more prolific. So then in the future, in the time when they're watching the time to watch the time, that is time, you'll be able to know then that that was the time for you to be step buck naked. Hey,
Right. And what you said, that'll bother the crooks and nannies? What was that phrase?
Yeah, don't put your crooks and nannies. Don't put your crooks and nannies on the internet.
Okay, but still do it.
Oh yeah.
Let's see. Okay. Unmute.
All participants are now unmuted.
Do I get a wow? I got another wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, every wow.
Isn't that fun? Well, for me, it's fun.
Yes.
I don't know if it's for anybody else.
For me, it's mega amazing fun because I went to see the Botticelli exhibition. And the Renaissance
Botticelli.
Is something coming a lot this time. And it was very interesting because Botticelli only signed like 3 paintings, and most of the paintings there were like, they had like 20 different paintings that were not made by Botticelli, but by their students. And they were almost the same, but not the same. And for me, it was very interesting to see how the Gutenberg galaxy is showing up in this reproduction of almost the same thing, and how he's in charge of programming the environment, and how he influenced the culture until now. His aesthetics are into all types of art and advertisement.
Yes.
So then, after the Botticelli, I went to do the metanoia of all vanishing points from the Middle Ages to the 19th century. And it's like, after engaging Bob and McLuhan and Joyce and Ian, I saw a total different summary of this media transforming perception.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, this is like a media morphose. And I went to see, I did a marathon of the Matrix movies, and then I told you, and you told me that day you had been doing this talk with Ian. So for me, it was like, wow. And
yeah.
As I was watching the Matrix, and thinking in the media morphos, and you sent me some text on how you were explaining to the tribe before Ion, and one way to sort of see deeper in the layers of the simulacra of the reality of people think they have a lot of knowledge, like they were talking before.
Yeah.
Everybody is doing these replays and samplings, and the younger kids think they know everything, and they have access to a lot of information, but they're actually distractions. Most of the things they know are very superficial, are star gossips or sports or news. And to see behind those layers of what we call information, you had these different roles in the Matrix, in
yeah.
which you could see in the deeper layers. And you had been trying to explain this before Ion, and one of the means you were using is the Matrix and the hologram.
Yeah.
And I think all these media morphos, all these crumbs that were there and were the thing that is going on, maybe in a more expanded way or more intensive replay, has been going on all the time. It's all a replay. It's all resampling and replaying. And you were explaining, for example, I see this whole painting as already the whole Zappa, because everything links.
Right.
The digital provision and the things you were talking about before, and the new person coming and taking the pill and trying to see through all the information and make sensical sense of all these things. And the explanation Neo gets about the Matrix is very simple compared to the explanation you had been squeezing from the grape from Ion for years, and the studies you did before Ion for years, and you're trying to explain. And it's very interesting how in this last record that you are doing again the repentance, the metanoia, and go back to summarize what happened with Ion, what he has been, the things he has been doing behind the visible environment. And yes, we want to talk today about the Matrix, but the deeper levels of the revelation, of the explanation of this technology.
So you're saying you want to do that in relation to Zappa. So you want to start the Zappa thing.
Yes, I think we started since the beginning of this payday, in a way.
Right. I just want to ask a few other people if they have any questions or statements about it before we go into the Zappa point.
Yes, everything is linked.
Yeah. Anybody got anything? Bert, you got anything to say?
Well, this is Robert in Cleveland.
It's who?
Robert
in Cleveland.
Yeah, Robert.
Actually, I'm so new at this, I'm wondering if I even should be listening, but it's very fascinating, and I feel so ignorant. You know, and I'm wondering, I'm asking these very, very fundamental questions like, who is Ion and where can I learn more about him?
Well, you go to ionandbob.com. Do you know about that site?
Well, yes, we could do
Ion and Bob.
That time of explanations doing the Matrix memes, like linking these memes to to what we know now.
Good idea.
And,
I didn't get that. What's happening?
Yeah, we could use the Matrix to explain to the tribe all these red pill memes.
All right, because, so you want to talk about, you say we answer Robert's questions by talking about the Matrix and Zappa.
Yes.
In a way,
yes.
Okay.
You started answering before he asked, because you asked Ion if he's the oracle and the face.
Right.
And
yes.
He already has some visuals or some idea of the allegories, as you say, that is the explanation of the interaction between the physical and the non-physical. It's very hard to explain what is the non-physical.
Yeah.
Actually, it's just the same as the, what Eckhart Tolle talks about, you know, the present or the unknowable or the formless. Is he some aspect of that, or is he just some sort of tetrahedron hovering over our planet or whatever?
No, Ion doesn't get much out of, he doesn't recommend listening to Eckhart Tolle. But look, why should you understand? People think, I'll walk in, I'll figure this out in 5 minutes. No. Now, we got an echo here, so I got to mute something down there. But the, Robert, be patient. You won't know. I can't say I fully understand. I don't know what Ion's going to tell me tomorrow. You know, we're still learning. So we're all in the middle here. So you don't have to worry about you feel it lost. Not relevant.
You have to think there is no linear time and no linear logic to all this. So it doesn't matter where you start and what you start to explore.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, okay.
Enjoy it that you don't understand, Robert. That's part of it. It keeps you showing up.
Yeah, how does one get in touch with Ion and, you know, communicate? And
you call in what? Next week. No, but Ion will be here next week and next couple of weeks. Let me say this. Let me keep it simple. Call in on this show next week. Ion will probably be here. And you can talk to Ion. Yeah.
Okay.
The information, as he says, comes in many different ways. It's also the food, the new food, the new technology, and listening to the recordings, because there is no time. Everything is a replay. This is also a replay, what we think is live.
Right.
And as Ion said to Bob, you have been doing this. This is the sixth time you do this, architect. the hexadic.
Yes.
So it's like if you were listening Ion live. It doesn't matter. You don't have
Plus
to
Robert,
think that in the past.
Robert, you're being massaged just by being here talking in this environment.
Okay.
Right? That's why you're here anyway. So just enjoy it. And keep showing up.
Yeah, I'm wondering. I feel so, well, anyway, I find it fascinating, and I'm wondering what's all this history, you know, what's that connection, and, I mean, why bother with that? That's old. It's gone, you know.
What's old? What's old?
The Merovingians and all these things with the castle, you mean?
Oh, I wanted to ask you, Roxy, who is the guy, is the architect in the green suit, or is the Merovingian in the green suit that Ion's referring to? To the guy in the green suit.
I think it's the Merovingian, Bob.
Yeah, in my mind it is.
I have to think.
Yeah, the Merovingian historically.
With the
I think you put a picture of him on Facebook. That guy with the eight behind him.
Yes, but there he's wearing black and red like the Templars.
Right, you're right. Yeah. It seemed to be eventually the architect, but let's not get started. I just wonder if anybody knew immediately. Nobody knows, so we'll have to look at it.
No, I think the whole movies had always a greenish tone.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
With the creation of the light and the sun, then
yes.
More colors appear.
Right. So, Robert, so she went from, Roxy went from Zappa, monster movies into the castles in the Loire Valley, and then this week it suddenly hit her earlier this week that she should watch the Matrix movies. She hadn't seen any of them really, one maybe a long time ago. So she watches the Matrix movie, and she doesn't know that I'm talking to Ion about Matrix. See, that's where it's like a team effort here. People doing what they're doing, it contributes. You know, it's not that Roxy was ignorant and knew nothing about The Matrix and had to catch up. She just said, hey, I'd like to watch The Matrix. And she got enjoyment out of it. And then she was primed, ready to hear tonight's information. If she hadn't watched the movies a few days ago, she wouldn't know what we were talking about tonight. See, so you just enjoy whatever you get interested in this week and goes into your learning mind. It might be relevant to what you talk to Ion about next week.
Mm. Okay.
Yes, for me, the connection was that there has always been these anomalies that had been there for us to remind us that we fell. Like the emerald tablets that are engraved by some laser technology in stone, green stone called Conundrum, which is very, very hard, and it doesn't even really exist, I think, in the planet.
Yeah.
It's some type of new creation. And there's also the Egyptian pyramids that we are not able to explain. And how come these ancient things have been there and we still don't have the technologies to make them or to explain them. So for me, these two anomalies were always there, like reminding me. There is a mystery landscape. I mean, you can go into all the science, all the studies you want, but there is this thing that we cannot explain. So the mystery landscape. And,
yeah, The Pyramid of Power, written by Patrick Flanagan. I would really be interested in anything concerning the pyramid. You know, so if that ever comes up.
Robert, I've asked Ion about Patrick Flanagan's experiments. It's back there in the archives.
Already?
And so you have the analog green screen of the Emerald tablets and then the digital green screen of the Matrix. So for me that was like linking the two archetypes. And then when I was watching the movies, I have a whole notebook of notes because it's like the regret. When you have all this information, you put this information into what you see, and the allegories and all these symbols might be translated in another way because there are so many coincidences. And so, for example, I was also re-listening to the Genesis because I was sampling, and that was the thing that I played to Bob. The place where Adam is naked, and the first technology is woman. No, they take. God makes Adam fall to sleep, or he falls to sleep, or he sleeps, and he creates woman. And so that's the first technology, and then all the other technologies start appearing. And yes, one of the first is the clothing. And McLuhan explained technologies as things that we put on. And that's the metaphor of the naked Adam. And I was, again, impressed that Ion tells Bob, you have to be naked. Because that's the thing. The gods don't need the expansions of the technology. They're naked. They don't need any clothes or any anything. And we can start, for example, with this rereading of the Matrix archetypes and how Bob is Neo, and Neo in Greek means new or mutated, and the time of the Neolithic is the time where the most technologies appears. It's a revolution in technologies, and all the other homos that were before, the homo species, were extinct, and only the homo sapiens is still alive. Maybe that's the one that the Buddhians altered. And they settled down.
Yeah, just a bit. You're throwing in a lot of stuff. So, Robert, the idea that the Matrix is about me, I don't say that. Other people say that. Other people notice this. So I say it's the language of my situation. That includes the events of my life. They become illustrative of the movie. So I never accept anything I observe, Robert. If I notice something, I don't include that. Someone else has to tell me. And Robert Guffey was a journalist. He wrote that article in 2000. Because he went to the Matrix and he knew a bit about my radio show. He said, this is all about Bob. He pronounced it. And then I went and watched the movie and said, oh, yeah, I think that's a good case. And then I started thinking about it, and then I predicted how the thing would end up. And whether I'm accurate or not, maybe it's a part of interpretation. But on my chart, which you don't know anything about, but I got this pretty interesting chart, the color assigned to me is green. So it just occurred to me when I saw the man in the green suit, that's me again.
And the eight that also appears in the Chambord and in the Matrix.
We're going to hear about that later tonight. We're going to get that eight explained.
Which is the octave.
Hey, listen, I want to play the eight now, so Roxy has it in her mind, so that we whatever it affects her, we should get. Now, there's more in number 70, but we'll go back and do that later. But the number eight, Roxy's been onto it for a few weeks now. We better hear what Ian has to say about that. So we will do that in a second, right away. Get the number nine going here. So Robert, it's serious what we're talking about, but we don't care. I don't care if you believe it or not. So I'm not imposing it on you as a cult.
No, I'm open. This thought comes in my mind. Be open like a child, you know. And I want to go to whatever the kingdom is, you know, within. And, you know, I'm not going to judge anything. I'm open.
Okay. All right. All right. So let me find this part. The eight. So, yes, that was at the beginning. Where are my notes? Somebody else can speak if they want to for a minute while I look up my stuff. You want to go ahead and talk? Anybody?
Sure. Hey, did Ion put a new adjustment on our whole understanding of quarks and time?
Yes.
They used to tell us that a neutrino was a quark measurement, and now they just said that when we get rid of time, quarks don't work anymore. So that's really a whole new level of what Ion has done since they've appeared, because there was a reference that when they first came on payday, they've adjusted the whole chemical world. When they first appeared, they adjusted everything. So
let's remember what was said at the beginning. And remember, my cold went away like 5 minutes before what use? I've had it occasionally. Ion has done this to me. And there it was. All of a sudden, I didn't have the snuffy nose all stuffed up. It's gone. I knew Ion had done it. So I asked him later, and we learned about the quark. But the important thing is the quark knowledge is only relevant for me and us at this point. It will be erased later. And so much of our knowledge is going to be erased. It doesn't apply to the newer situation that's growing around us. So that was a good example of that. Yes, Bob, we caressed you through the quarks, and you had contact something, what the phrase was, contact.
Contact energy.
Yeah. But, Bob, in the long run, that's not what we did. We did some other stuff, but you don't have the terms right now for that. So that's what's important, Robert. We only, you just take everything with a slight indifference. Because Ion's going to change it.
Oh, well, you know, I'm involved with it. Quantum healing from a distance, like the emotion code, the body code.
Get ready for you to start learning something else, because that's going to be wiped out, quantum healing.
You mean beyond the quantum?
Yes. Neutrino.
You're eating
nutrition.
It now.
Yeah, you're eating the neutrino now, man. Okay, so let's go forward with the eight mystery. And this is about 8 minutes long. 8 minutes on the number eight. Okay, so I will mute you guys. And we are in the Zappa world, according to Roxy. The Zappa show started a couple hours ago. Okay, so mute all.
All participants are now muted.
All right. Sound. Okay. So I'm moving through our questions that Carol and I have come up with, going through the rewrite. So we did the five rings angel diagram. Now, we did that. I pressed the wrong one. That was the last one. Okay. You know, press this one. Okay, this is Bob and Ion for Dobstown.com, and we're recording on January 8th, 2016, starting at 1:06 p.m. Hawaii time. Greetings, Ion.
Hello.
Okay. A couple of days ago, or maybe even a week ago, Roxy wanted to know about the symbol, the number 8 in the Chambord Castle. An 8 was showing all over the place. And the answer Ion gave was, that you gave was in the email. So I don't know which email, which song, whatever it was you sent. Back then, I didn't look at it right then. There was a lot of other emails. So I'm asking the question again. Roxy says, the symbol, the king was the only one allowed to see it. Now, I remember talking to Ion about that. But anyways, the symbol was the only one the king could see. It is, this 8 is 32 times in the Castle Chambord. And now, she watched the Matrix, the movie series, The Matrix, the other day, and it was similar to the portion of the movie which had the Merovingian. And in the Merovingian, it had an eight in a cross with three levels or three bars. In the movie, one has to ask the French to bring things from other worlds. That's in the Matrix movie. One needs eight, then she says, one needs 8 perfect cells to decode the hologram, like an ascendant one. In Chambord, Castle Chambord, the 8 is everywhere. So she was wondering if you have more explanation about the 8, or are you going to tell me the YouTube again, the lyrics or something? All right, did you follow that? Was that too many words?
No, it is. It's fine. But your 8 is different. See, you've got it sideways. You can go back to the Isom Lee Voices Calling Me, which is the same octet that you're trying to describe, but that's not what you're really asking for. What you're asking for is in Chambord, what the 8 is. And we're going to take you back where we were trying to be a specific way. But do you remember the wire whisks, the egg beaters, Bob, back in the earliest days?
Yes.
It's not an 8. It's 2 egg beaters.
Ah. That's what they're showing in the castle.
Yes. It's not.
All right.
It's not 8.
I get that. And is the, in the Matrix, they're showing an 8. Is they got the wire whisk in mind, or is...
there is no 8 in the Matrix.
No. Some design in the Merovingian section...
yes, it's the wire whisk.
So it's the same meaning. So
yes.
The Wachowski brothers understood that symbol?
And they did.
Okay. So does that refer to the octet?
Not the way you know it.
Right. Yeah. I think
You remember when the cosmic awareness tried to make and change and undo everything as they were doing it?
Yes.
That same way.
Okay, that means, what's the same way? The octade, the octet, the way we are, we're going to undo the octet.
You
like
see it as 8. You see it as 8. The cosmic awareness didn't see it as 8. They saw it as a symbol of holding a placeholder. Recall?
Yes. Did you say shingle, like a roof shingle?
Or a no, shingle? A symbol. Symbol.
Oh, a symbol. Symbol, yes. They saw it, Cosmware saw it as a symbol, and we're seeing it
not as a number.
And we're seeing it as a number. And it is not a number, it refers to the wire whisk.
A symbol.
And so Cosmic Awareness is on the right track about it?
No, but that's the only example you know that we can say. This is the example you know.
Right, okay.
But
right.
See, Evergreens did a bunch of stuff on it, too, but you didn't get that.
Right.
Or I guess Michael Blake Reed did it a bunch of different ways, trying to get you there. And then you can go all the way into the Joycean side of it, but that's not what you're trying to ask. You're asking specifically about this symbol, and the symbol, which is what we told you, was not in a YouTube or an email. We said it was on your wall.
Oh, okay, yes. So,
that symbol's on your wall, but you don't want that. You don't want that on your recording, because now everybody will be trying to overrun you, trying to get the secrets off your wall, Bob.
I know. So excuse me.
Isn't it great to be so special, Bob?
Yes, it is. It's a wonderful feeling.
A charmed experience, I'm sure.
Yes, it is. So, so I don't give it too much attention. Others might think I do, but I don't. Because I don't like sticking on the one thought and staying with one thought. I have too many
thoughts.
Well,
it's fleeting. And all those thoughts are fleeting. So you're well. You're wise.
Yes. So, okay. So what did the... Did Leonardo da Vinci put the 8 in, or someone else put the 8 in Chambord?
It was not da Vinci.
Right. And what did they have in mind? The wire whisk? They knew what they...
No.
They were
No. They knew. It's a bit of mysticism. They would include things that they didn't know. It was kind of like spookers in the woods and blah, blah, blah. They didn't know better, Bob. They just went with knowing things that were things. So that's how that works. Recall, they had to do this to keep the talisman off so that the Black Death wouldn't come to their house, which was nothing other than a ridiculous infection.
Yes. And the Black what? The Black Death, did you say?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so then...
So they included the 8 to ward off that terribleness, which is not really that's what it was, but it did serve a function as meaning a symbol that replaced to tell you something. So if for no other reason for now, so she could notice and find it from then, which they didn't know what it was because you said what it was then and they didn't believe you.
Right. And they kept, and then they had to make it special by just allowing the king to be the only one to see it.
Or you.
Or, did you say or me or for me?
Or you.
O-R. Or Bob. Right.
You saw it. Yes, you saw it.
Did I see otherwise it back then?
You surely did.
Okay. Is that the life of...
Ophanel Hobab. No. This Hobab. Is Ophanel Hobab. No. That's you.
It was me.
This is
me.
Now. Yes. Yes.
Not
you
now. Okay.
Now you're gonna have to ease up. It is now. It's you now. This is what I was trying to say. You figured out how to do this, and now you're doing it. Now you're asking us how you're doing it. Well, you're just doing it, Bob. It's just doing it. Just do it. That's what all Nike right. told you, Bob. Nike told you. That's what Nike said, Bob. Bob. Nike said it. Nike said, just do it. So just do it, Bob. Just do it.
Who's? Oh, Nike, the sneakers ad.
Tennis shoe people, yeah. Just do it, Bob. Just do it. They did that for you too.
All right, thank you. So, so you've got now. Just to check.
I just realized I had. Let's open this. I'll unmute.
All participants are now unmuted.
Didn't have my mute on. Did I water drown out what you were hearing?
No.
No, you didn't hear water.
You didn't hear any of my kitchen noises. Didn't interrupt.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Good. All right, good. I always keep it on mute, but for some reason I didn't there. The wire whisk, that was one of the first symbols that Ion gave us back in 2009.
Yeah.
The two wires. You know what
that is? No, I don't know what that means.
Okay, think of a cleaning utensil, and it creates these half moons. How would you describe that utensil, the wire whisk? What kind of scrubbing tool uses that?
It's like what you use to beat eggs, Roxanna. It's like
egg
a wire.
Oh, okay. It's like to make a vortex.
Right.
So the egg beater has, you know, five loops, long loops, you know, the egg beater.
Mm-hmm.
And now you put the end of one egg beater against the end of the other. So there's two egg beaters extending, making a line, but they are opposite each other, right? One's extending to the left, One's extended. So they're looping vortexes. They're spirals. They're Mobius strips. But Ion called it the wire whisk at the beginning. So the 8 is not an 8. It's a wire whisk they're showing.
Oh.
And then the other important point was it was put there for superstitious reasons, to deflect a plague. Did you catch that part?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't.
They didn't know.
I don't know if
they
all of
know,
it was.
Didn't know. Yeah, he said that they didn't know. They just put it there, even though they didn't know what it
well,
was.
Well, we could say, I could ask Ian, San Martin knew, but
yeah.
He didn't tell them what it meant. So the local people, the Humpty Dumpty and his men, thought it was another reason. See, there's that level. I mean, the King Francis didn't even know he was working with the Saint Martin family. He didn't know that.
Wow.
I heard that said earlier.
Yeah.
Let me. Robert keeps playing with his phones. Okay. So you heard that bit? Any? Do I hear a wow?
Yes. Wow.
Yes.
Loaded.
Loaded.
Yes, because he said only the king and you could see it. And he says, you are the one, the oracle says, you are the one.
Yes, now,
you are
look at
me.
To complexify it, I'm seeing it now with their guidance. So I'm the second person to see it, whoever the other guy was back there who did it. But he could be referring to me now knowing it just now, just this week. Is that too far-fetched? Or I just want to include all possibilities.
No, for me, everything makes sense.
Yeah, everything and anything, yeah.
I mean, yeah. Yeah, because for ages, people had been asking, why would they put this in a place that nobody can see? You cannot see it from... If you're on the ground,
right.
You
right.
will have to go up, and only from one of the windows in the tower where only the king had access, you can see those. And so it's like the explanation is that was for God.
For Bob. They all thought he was saying God. Bob. God.
Yeah.
God. Did he say God? Yeah, he said God. But listen to this. Remember, cave art, McLuhan points out, you know, the bison down in the cave, it was not meant to be seen. It was acting in the universe, in the world, to bring the bison to it. This thing is there to act like an ad, I mean, like a cave art. It's not meant to be seen. It's meant to act on another level, like the
right,
cave
and,
art.
And we were talking about the Neolithic. It's the time of the... cave paintings.
Yeah.
And all these technologies appear in the people settle down and they start owning property and like our matrix is born in that Neolithic. So Neo has also to do
yes.
with this revolution of technologies and that we were putting on and on and on and on and on in all the fallen state. And the Baron
right.
says you have to be naked again, so you have to ascend and be God and don't depend on all these technologies.
The Neolithic is the beginning of stasis, no longer nomadic, and that creates the cities and the pollutions and all that happens with the Neolithic. That's the freezing of humanity.
Yes, and
is an issue.
All the hierarchies, and because people have property, they start to be afraid, and they have to have security,
yeah.
so they create soldiers, and they
yeah.
have a role, and it's
yeah.
like the whole matrix, the whole system is made in that era, reaching more and more complexity, more and more tools are developed, but in a way... is the Stone Age, the end of the Stone Age, and now we are
yes.
in the White Stone Age.
Right.
And
good point.
Technology.
Now, No, listen to this, Roxy. That's good, because McLuhan said we retrieved the Paleolithic Age, the Stone Age. We're now a Stone Age, and he saw skyscrapers as big stone environments. But no, that's a good new... McLuhan said Stone Age retrieved, but we can say with Ion, white stone. That's really a good point.
Yes.
Yes, because the Iron Maid, that's why I say the whole program has been about the Zappa thing, because in a way you were the Neo, you were chosen one to start explaining these levels of complexity of the system.
Yeah.
And you were the Morpheus and the Neo, and you gave the pill to Zappa. And he was putting out a lot of information you gave to him, like, for example,
yeah,
the Pinkfish,
yeah,
the biochemical weapons and the deep government and many things that he will put in the open. But
right,
he was not given solutions. He was just giving people blue and red pills. He will make covers and songs, like love songs, making fun of,
yes,
all those memes in pop culture. And he was also giving red pills, like you can choose which side you want to be in, the 1% or the 99%.
Right.
And I find it very interesting that the city is called Zion, because,
yes,
for me the set is the Zappa. And
Zappa
Ion,
correct.
The time, the end of the white stone Neolithic, where the people is going
and
to be trapped.
Yeah, here's another thing. Remember the blood moon in 2010, very important blood moon,
yeah,
that opened, the wind started to blow. That was on Zappa's birthday, December 21st, 2010.
Damn, yes.
Damn.
And there are many things, if you go through the movies, your brain is going to start somehow making these associations. And, for example,
yeah,
the resistance, one of the resistance ships is called the Logos. The Trinity, I see the Trinity like Bob, Caroline, and Ion.
Yeah. And one of the ships is called Logos? Did you just say something's called,
yeah,
Logos?
What,
yeah,
the
ship that defends Zion. It's,
damn,
called the Logos.
It's fun to go back and listen to watch those movies now. Roxy's probably,
yeah,
my curiosity now. Damn.
Yes, because, I mean, we can do now a lot of the memes.
Yeah.
With Bob here. And
yeah, let me just mute everybody.
She explains
I need just a minute, Roxy. I got to mute. I got to clean up the mute here. Okay, mute. Robert, you can hang in and listen if you're still here, but this Zappa part we do, we don't let other people in. It's just me, Bert, and Roxy. But you're welcome to listen, and if you hang in, we'll have questions later. So, Bert, that's Roxy. I just opened Roxy, right, Roxy?
Yeah.
Yeah. And is that you, Bert?
Yes.
The one below? Okay, there,
yes,
they are. Now, you were just saying about,
yeah,
this Zappa.
The Trinity explains the weapon they have in the Logos.
Right.
That defends the Zion.
Yes.
As an electromagnetic pulse that blasts all the electrical systems that are in the blast radius are disabled. And that's the only way they can fight against the machines.
Right, right. The android
meme. Yeah.
The about the Matrix, Bert, we got the, oh, I don't know what it's good. So Roxy's looking at the Matrix. And we have new information now to appreciate it. Sorry, I can't remember what I was going to say, but
Bob, you know, you released it. I was listening to a Matrix clip that you and I on. You discussed the Matrix. I listened to it like 2 weeks ago, and it's very interesting to re-listen to it. But Ion did confirm in there that they're sort of like the Oracle, just like what they just said earlier.
Yeah. So it's, okay, good. Consistent.
Yes.
Is that the howionic.com site?
I don't know where it's been in my archive for a while, but I just listened to it like 2 weeks ago, and it was amazing to listen to. But I think it may have been on Information Farm. It may be that old.
Okay.
And not on.
And you didn't know we were going to do the Matrix. You just happened to tune into it and look into it.
No, just 2 weeks ago. I just listened to it. Yes.
Right, but there was no reason from us,
no.
Zappa scene, to do that.
No.
That's
no, no.
Good. Okay, so let's go over and see if Bill has something on, because we could play that if we found it.
Let me see if
okay,
I can find
so.
It.
You find the search mechanism on Ian and Bob works well?
Yes.
Bert?
No.
Okay. Did you say no?
Another.
I do.
No, no.
I
didn't
go ahead.
Heard the question. Another of the ships is called the Nebuchadnezzar. You know, the king that built the Ishtar Tor that we saw here in Berlin. And,
oh, yeah, yeah.
Under his kingdom, writing was developed in Babylonia. And
right.
They started to make bricks. So it was before the book, the
yeah.
First object that was the same and repeated.
Right. And what was the
serial
name of
production.
What was the name of the person you said at the very beginning?
Nebuchadnezzar.
Oh, Nebuchadnezzar, right, yeah.
That's the name of the ship of Morpheus.
Wow. Okay.
So Morpheus is the son of Hypnos, is the Greek god of sleep.
Yes.
And there are all these references to the sleep, to the hypnosis, to the robots and the machinic state of the... that the alphabet and writing and books and all the medias brought to humanity. And,
right. So I found the Matrix. Now, this is really neat. Ed has it, and it was recorded on December 13, 2009. Private session 221, which is 122 backwards. We make a lot of that often. And so Ed features a picture of the architect, and he is there in a green suit. It has here.
Wow.
Yeah. You go to the, this is under Synchronistic Linguistic Matrix. I just put in the matrix, and all these articles came up, and then this thing we're looking for is at the bottom. So I can
that
play. Let's
is
play.
Really good.
Yes.
What did you say?
The synchronistic linguistic text is really good.
Oh, you liked it. You reread it. I'd be interested in a couple of thoughts you make. Let's listen to the audio here. I don't know how long it'll be, but this is what Bert heard. Okay, so we got everything's ready. This will be almost 3 minutes long.
From the Coen Brothers. When the world's biggest star goes missing.
We have your movie star. Gather $100,000 and await instructions.
Only Hollywood's biggest names can solve the mystery.
We need you all to look for him.
Josh Brolin.
No.
George Clooney. Ralph Fiennes.
Action.
Sorry, I clicked on the image. That's just some trailer. I didn't click on the payday part. Okay, here we go. December 13, 2009, this will be back when there's cash flow. And it's 15 minutes long.
I was talking about the Android meme and technologies favoring people living in
entire world is an entire universe. Now, of course, that's what the point is. You live inside, like Neo in the Matrix tube, it was an entire world he lived in. So what's your point? Yeah.
The point is that's what you do anyway. The little test tube that you're using the words to describe, the little test tube, is not a little test tube. It's an entire world.
Oh, okay. For in actual fact, people are inside a huge test tube.
Yes, their own world.
So you have the technological proving of it, or squaring of it, or rubbing it into you. Okay, you're in your own world. Well, we'll put you in your own world technologically. I know Ion's not for that, but Ion might want to point out to the audience that they're not getting people to believe that they should live in their own little world to support the Android meme.
They can't even agree on who the sitting president should be.
So Ion doesn't have to worry about how people interpret what it's saying.
Gracious, no, because they'll rub it out ever how they want to, like every good orgasm. They'll work on it. Their bliss will be achieved regardless. And just because they haven't got it, they're this red hot, and it doesn't mean they won't. They mostly will. And there is no great big problem with it, because it's just like the last meme of the moment, the momentary meme. This is a meme that comes along that people embrace.
What is it?
That you live in a tube in your own universe, that you are in your own universe.
Ion doesn't care how people hear Ion, they're going to get it wrong anyways. So what is Ion's purpose, just to put it on the record for those that might get Ion?
No, no. As you have queries, quandaries, within you have access to non-physical, within you. And you also have access to non-physical via us. And if you would like to run it down the flagpole or put your bucket into the well and draw your own water up, we'll be happy to provide the rope to get you to the information. So we hopefully would allow you to come into your own beingness through this all day, every day, of getting you to the fastest path of your joy. And it that has to be done through whatever process you'd like to call of the moment, okay? You went through several earlier. Those are all great.
Well, the thing I was pointing out was Ion is indifferent to how people respond to Ion. Who is Ion addressing?
Anyone who asks.
What would be the effect if someone asked Ion?
They will have a resonance with their very own non-physical.
Whereas if they ignore Ion and go into the matrix tube, that general
electric don't have a resonance with their non-physical.
Either way.
Either way.
So it doesn't matter whether they get in touch with Ion or not.
Correct. It does not matter. And if the point of it is, or what our job is to bring the physical, non-physical, not offending the labyrinth of your mind, so that you can become the ascended man that Thoth was so proud of with this habits of corundum that would allow you to figure this out. And it's not some big anomaly or secret that's being withheld from the marvelous creators. The answer has been given from beginning forward, and you don't want to embrace or engage it. Some do, some don't, so what? And when they do, it's certainly available and providable for their pleasure and for their creation extraordinaire.
Okay, so it doesn't matter if they do or not. But then Ion is implying, well, this would help you, but help them do what? What is it that you get from Ion?
The ascension.
You don't get that in the matrix tube?
No, you used to stay in the tube.
Oh, okay, so you don't get ascension in the matrix tube. That sounds platonic, doesn't it? That's, Plato implies that, I think.
He does. Very good. We started there.
Okay, so ascension is denied those who remain in the matrix tube, but that doesn't matter. When they die, they go into non-physical, and they can be in limbo eternity, and they might even get to the guff if they don't
pass the challenge, the judgment.
Right?
If they have to die.
Oh, they might be made immortal. They'll just be forced to stay alive.
Hey, there's no death.
Oh. Well, we know that, but for those in the matrix, they assume they'll pass on, but then the scientists will make wonderful drugs and they'll stay in the body forever.
Yes, the difference in the matrix and playing with Ion is outside of the matrix, in that same world, you get to go visit the Oracle. And the Oracle gives you insight that you already know. Well, what does the Oracle tell you? You got to figure it out for yourself, okay? now you're on the right path. You go, well, wait a second. What did I need you for to tell me that? Well, you couldn't remember who you are. Well, I still don't know who I am. That's right, but you're damn sight closer than you were when you started. Would you like a cookie?
If you don't go in the Matrix, you get to go to the Oracle.
No. He was in the test tube. He was in the Matrix. Okay? He was in the Matrix. But once he started tapping into the non-physical part that was him, Keanu Reeves, once he started coming into the non-physical part that was him, he had the ability or capacity to consider that there was more to him than was. And it was not by default. It was already within him. But if he didn't allow it through the labyrinth of his mind, then he was like every other dumb plug who was sitting in a test tube.